In 1495, Leonardo da Vinci began work on a painting that all of us have seen. In fact, it's his picture that most of us associate with one major event in Christianity. During this Easter week, I take a look back at a heartwarming story we aired just a few years ago, one that's certainly appropriate for this time of year. It's next on the American Countryside. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
In 1495, Leonardo da Vinci began work on a picture we've all seen, his depiction of the Last Supper of Christ. However, drawings of that event were far from new at that time, says Wilma Flory.
The first Last Supper is probably the sketches that are found on the walls in the catacombs in the Christian section. There are some that looks like circles, and then looks like there is people sitting around them, and it's just outline sketches.
Flory and her husband, Charles, have collected pieces that depict the Last Supper and have a museum in Greensburg, Indiana. While they may not personally have those earliest pieces, Wilma can tell you much about them.
The earlier depictions would not all be on one side of the table, would not have certainly the clothing that Leonardo da Vinci had, may not have had a window behind Christ.
But it is that famous painting by Da Vinci that most of us know as the Last Supper.
Lots of things have happened to that picture through the years. In the Napoleon years, a door was cut into the wall, horses were brought in and stabled in adjoining rooms, and hay was stored there.
But it was not the horses that threatened to do the most damage.
During the war in 1943, the building was bombed, but fortunately, the wall with the Last Supper picture on it had been sandbagged and therefore was saved. Still stood with a canvas for 5 or 6 years before they could rebuild the building around it, which is to me an amazing that that could happen and we could still have the picture. You could see it today.
The Florys have about 2,100 artistic pieces, paintings, figures, carvings, most of which depict that Da Vinci image. We uncover their unique collection next time as we travel the countryside. In Greensburg, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.